We are at the 2013 ASTA CSS and Seed Trade Show going on in Chicago. Stop by Bayer Crop Science, and there's a lot of things going on in here.
Yes, there is, and we're really happy to talk about them. As you know, I'm the strategic business lead for Seed Growth, and Seed Growth really stands for our four competencies, and that's some of the things we're illustrating here in the booth. And those four competencies are products, their coatings and colorants, there are equipment, and their services. So when you're here at the booth, you can actually learn a lot about our products, like our leading insecticide nematode control product, Poncho Votivo, a fantastic product that's in corn. It's a growing, and it's also been launched in soybeans, and that market's really beginning to take off. So we're really happy about it. We also talk about other innovative products that are actually coming to Bayer, and that's one of our SDS products. It's going to be here in a couple years, and it controls SDS and soybeans, sudden death syndrome. So a really unique thing, and it's one of those products, though, that I urge you, when we have it out in the field, to go see it, because a picture's worth a thousand words, and it is something really to see. So, and the other competencies, obviously, in the booth is we've actually got something that's really cool. We took our equipment and we used a 3D printer, and we kind of, it's like miniature of our equipment, so we can actually show people about our equipment. So we have some of the most advanced seed treatments out there, equipment out there. We have it for the commercial people, which is our CBTs, our commercial batch treaters, and they're really designed for high throughput corn plants, and they're phenomenal. We probably have the largest share in the business, but we've also been introduced in the last couple of years our on demand system, which is attached to our drum treaters. And those drum treaters are used mainly for the downstream area, which we call downstream, which was at the retailer area or the seed seller area. So when they're coming in to get their soybeans treated, it has a recipe driven, it's touch screen. They have the ability to be really efficient as far as making the accuracy beautifully done. It has the accuracy as far as watching their inventory, and a reporting system that's phenomenal. So that's another part of it. And the other thing that we talk about is our service that actually goes with it. So the service part of it is one of the things we've done in the last few years, and we like to really talk about, is the fact that we put our service people out in the field. We used to keep them all at Shakopee, but we actually put them so they're closer to the customer and we can actually work with them. And then the last part of it that I talked about, we had the products, you know, we had the equipment and the services, the coatings and colorants. But one of the newest coatings, we've always coated our products and they do really well in the dust off. It's phenomenal. But one of the things we're adding this year is our fluency agent. And the fluency agent is actually added to the planter boxes. And when you add it to the planter boxes, it actually takes the dust down a total of 98%. So it really is a great, phenomenal product for the farmer and for pollinator health.
So we're here with the American Seed Trade Association. How important is it for Bayer Crop Sciences to be here at Seed Expo?
One of the great things about being here at the Seed Expo is a lot of the decision leaders are here and decision makers are here. So not only are they interested in working with our products, Bayer and these decision makers are sitting in committees and helping create policies, and these committees then are also being leaders in the industry when they leave here. So this expo is what we want. I mean, it is probably ultimate of how expos around.
So it's super important for you guys to meet with all of those folks, for you guys to all be on the same page. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, absolutely. Because for instance, the Seed Treatment Environmental Committee, we're all working together to do the right things. They have the Phytosanitary Committee. So those are all the things. And you have the FUSE, which is trying to help, you know, bring education back into agriculture. And that's such a growing part of the agriculture as well, and the seed industry. So really working together as industry leaders, seed leaders, all coming together, it's absolutely the way to go.
We talked a little bit, you touched on it earlier, but let's talk a little bit. You've got the new product coming out. When do you expect that to hit the market?
In about 2 years, at least a pre-launch. Obviously, we in registration world, you can't control everything, but that is our belief.
And it's for sudden death syndrome specifically?
Yes. And a little surprise might come out of it.
And, I mean, I know you're in the registration process now, but how long have you guys been having this in the pipeline to come along?
Oh, well, this happens to be, it's been in the seed growth pipeline for probably in the last couple years we've been looking at it. But as far as the active ingredient, we've had the active ingredient in our pipeline for a long time.
So when folks are coming by here today, the dealers and the decision makers that you're talking to, are they getting a chance to kind of learn more about that when they come through?
Yes, exactly. That's what we have. We have our experts here to talk to them directly. We have meeting rooms set up to actually give them more in-depth presentations to make sure they fully understand it. And you got to understand this expo comes in December, which is phenomenal because now we've been able to have time to take all our data, we've been able to compile it, and we've been able now to get to show them, and they can get their hands and see it and understand what they've either worked on with us, and then we compile it and they get to see all of the data. So it's the timing is perfect as far as having an expo.
Now, how about, let's just touch on that real quick. You talked about having all the data compiled. It was a weird growing season this year. Everybody's going to tell you that. I don't know any other way to describe it than not typical. Had a conversation with a grower yesterday. What's really typical? So you guys really haven't had a whole lot of time to put all this data together with a late harvest.
That's correct. But, I have to say, no, that's fine. But like the farmer said, there is no typical year. The year before was extremely dry, and we thought, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? Data came out, still does done. But, no, I mean, as far as that is concerned, we're extremely blessed with a pretty darn strong team. And when they get going and they make things happen, it's sort of like farming. As soon as it's there, they go do it and they get it done. And then when it comes time, they know this date's very important, so they really put it together. And if it's not completely compiled, there's no. It's just a nice excuse to go back out and visit with them and talk to them more.
Excellent. Well, he is Brad May, and he is with Bear Crop Science at ASTA CSS and Seed Trade Show 2013.